I'm Norma Martinez, filling in for Louis Sines today on Focus on Campus. And today we're joined by education curator at the Centennial Museum, Kay Mullins. And welcome back to the show, Kay.
Hi, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, before we talk about why you're here, which is a great series of science classes for young kids, let's talk a little bit about your role at the Centennial Museum. You are an education curator. What exactly does that mean?
Currently, it means I arrange for different camps for different times of the year. This one in particular is on Saturday mornings for our little kids, mainly kindergarten through the sixth grade. But I also hold workshops for teachers. I've also recently held a workshop, or it's coming up, I should say, a workshop on collages, how to make them. My whole aim is to do public outreach while remembering that I'm part of the UTEP campus. but to reach out to the community, find out what's out there, maybe bring a little bit of it into the museum and let other people know what's going out there. A little bit of learning, but have fun with it at the same time. That's probably the most important part, at least for me anyway. And I want it to be fun.
So what are some of the past classes that you've had there at the museum?
Last summer we had three summer camps. We discovered indigenous cultures. Some of the UTEP people helped us out with some lectures and some hands-on. The students all learned about the different tribes and how they got here. And a bit of the craft work. Rick Cazada came in and he designed a tiwa drum for us, complete with the log that he had hollowed out, and then the animal skin that everybody went, ew, when they saw it. And then he actually put the drum together for us.
Oh, wow.
And the whole time was telling us a little bit about the history of the drum. We went over to UTEP's ceramic studio to learn about coiling baskets, how the indigenous people may have made them at one time, and the ceramics as well as far as the different pots. Some things are a little bit more complicated, but the being able to coil the clay and make a pot that maybe looked like a basket, we had a whole lot of fun. The students there showed us how to do it. It was really, really nice.
So it seems like a lot of these classes are sort of bent to focus a lot on our specific region here in the Chihuahuan Desert.
It is. Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely. Whether it's the people, whether it's the plants or the animals, we're trying to cover all of it so that everybody's a little bit more aware of our surroundings.
And it seems like you are also focusing, I think, on a really great target age group, and specifically with the camps you're going to be holding here in January, beginning in late January, is these kids that are, you know, between the grades of K through 6. And usually at this point, most kids are so open to so many scientific theories, you know, so many scientific discoveries. But it's usually when they get past the sixth grade into junior high, when those hormones start kicking in, that they start forgetting a lot, or they start losing interest in science. And I think if you snag them early enough at that early age, they're likely to continue to move on.
You are absolutely right. And with this one in particular, the one coming up in January, is a good example. They're going to be studying the physics of color, which sounds like, oh my gosh, how are you going to do that? But when you break it all down, it's just discovering how your eye works, or how the animals here, especially in this area, how do their eyes work? We're going to discover a little bit about color. Where does it come from? How do we get different colors? And it's all geared toward the different age levels. Kindergartners obviously aren't going to have the same level as a sixth grader, but they can still think about it. They can talk about it and maybe even form a theory without even realizing what they've done. And it also is a springboard for them to go and maybe learn a little bit more with their home, whoever's in the home, the mom, the dad, grandparents, cousins, maybe go to the library, get on the computer and find out what a word means or what something is. Just, it's kind of a springboard too, but it's an enjoyable springboard.
So, you know, these kids aren't going to be learning about spectral analysis, right, on the first day of class. You've got them sort of broken up between different grades for different times of the day. So tell us how you've grouped that together.
Kindergarten first grade is first, because usually they get up earlier. and they'll be doing the simpler, like using a cup of water to determine what the effects are. when you're looking at something through a cup of water, which if you've ever put a pencil in that cup, you realize, yeah. Oh, that's weird. Why is that? Uh-huh. We're also going to be discovering mirrors. What exactly is a mirror? What does a mirror do? And then with the second and third graders, it's a little bit more complicated. Not complicated, exactly. But like for example, the kindergartners are going to be discovering shapes. But by the time we get to the second and third grade, we're going to introduce the word tessellation.
I don't even know what that means.
A repeating of shapes. And by the time we get to the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, it's going to be shapes, tessellation, and then inventing puzzles, creating different puzzles for each other to solve using the repeated patterns.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
It sounds really complicated, but actually it isn't when you break it all down. It's actually a lot of fun. We're going to learn a little bit about mirrors and actually use them to make binoculars. How do those work? Do any of us really know?
Not really. It's funny. When you hear astronomers talking about telescopes, they're always talking about mirror shapes and mirror sizes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and cameras are the same way. I have an old camera. We're going to take it apart and see exactly what the mirror part is in there. And I really like it when the kids get involved in something and they want to go off in a little bit different direction than what I had on my syllabus. That's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. We do as much as we can to try to understand or go ahead and experiment. What happens if I do this? As long as it doesn't go boom, I think we'll be okay.
And so far, nothing's going to go boom in the color workshop. Okay, so that's 1 week. And the next week, what are the students going to be focusing on?
One of the things we want to do is we want to point out the differences between our eyes and our animal eyes. And we're going to be using some of the examples of the Chowaman Desert animals to try to tie in the desert animals with what we're learning, the different shapes of the pupils, and the different uses, because obviously for us, maybe not for the kindergartners, the animals see better at night than we do. So we don't know why. Why is that? I've got a few other things up my sleeve, but I don't care to.
You don't want to give them up just yet.
Give it away just yet. There's a few surprises. Absolutely. I'll also be helped, by two UTEP students, or maybe three UTEP students. They're part of the Art History Club. They're going to be helping out with some of this, too, because you can use a lot of this in art. For one thing, the older kids, I think it's the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, while the others will touch on movies and how they're made, the second and third grade will be making a cartoon out of flipped paper. But the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders are going to be a little bit more advanced in their movie. They're going to make a movie, actually.
Wow.
So that'll be kind of neat, too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the sort of the relationship that you have with the rest of the university. I mean, it's kind of nice to be here at the Centennial Museum on the mm-hmm. UTEP campus where you have all those resources you can draw from, saying, from the art department, from, you can probably bring people in from anthropology when you were talking about that workshop earlier about, mm-hmm. The cultural artifacts.
We've had the history department came in last summer and gave us a short talk on the origins of the tribes here. It was really rather interesting. He had maps and everything, so the kids were all really, really, really interested. Then, as I said earlier, the art department helped us out by showing us all about pottery. I've had a couple more, Rick Cazada from the Tiguas. And then there's Mauricio Gonzalez also. He's from MCAD, but he's a student here as well, so he helps out too. He does a history of drums, which the students really, really like. They really get to hands-on. Everybody learns a rhythm.
Everybody loves to pound on something.
They do. But they're actually learning at the same time, which is absolutely joyous. We also play through the camps and through the Saturday classes. We play bingo at the end of each one of the periods. I know. But the bingo isn't numbers. The bingo is what we've had during the day or we'll be having during the week. For the indigenous groups, we had the different tribes, and that was what the bingo, instead of numbers, it was the different names of the tribes. And the kids didn't realize it, but they were learning to pronounce them correctly, where they were originally, and how to say them. But just being aware was the first step. Being aware that the tribes did exist or still do, and approximately where. Well, we didn't want to, get too pinpointy, but Texas, New Mexico, our area. So that's a little bit of a beginning there with indigenous groups. And all the camps pretty much try to learn about the people, the plants, the animals from this area.
And, see,
and sometimes I throw things in from not here.
I mean, I like that way of trying to impart knowledge, you know, sort of the sneaky fun way to learn.
Exactly.
And that's how I think all of us remember stuff that we've learned from the past. You know,
yes.
We don't remember stuff when, you know, taking notes, watching a slideshow in class.
Oh.
We remember a specific activity that
right.
was perhaps linked to that event.
Last summer, I had purchased some bones, and we were going to discover with magnifying glasses what those bones actually looked like when they were magnified, right? And I put all the bones out on the table. Well, apparently due to television and the program Bones.
CSI Bones,
yes,
yeah.
They wanted to put them all together and see what happened. So, okay, throw that paper out. We're going to put these together and see what happened. What is this? Where did it come from? We learned a lot, actually. We learned a lot. They knew a lot, too, come to think of it. They really did. They knew which ones were the spinal. I know it sounds a little gross, but which ones were the spine, and they put those all together, and which the skull still had teeth in it, so that was really, really fascinating, too.
So tell us again the details about this Saturday science course that's coming up here in late January.
Okay. It's going to be $25 per person, per student. It's for K kindergarten through the sixth grade. The kindergarten first grade starts at 8:30 to 9:30. And then the second and third grade will be 10 to 11. And the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade will be 11:30 to 12:30. You can contact the museum or me at 747-8994. Or you can contact me through my email.
And so let's break down again what those three courses are that the kids are going to be studying beginning on January 23rd. That first Saturday, what's that first Saturday going to focus on?
Mainly getting together. We're going to learn about think, pair, share. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about first thing that I need to determine is what do they already know? And to get them talking, and usually what I do is I have some sort of coloring paper or something for them to do with their hands, because people, all of us, are a little more inclined to talk if we're doodling or coloring or something. And that's what we're going to talk about is eyes. What do you know already about eyes? And usually it starts with eye color. That's usually the thing people notice the most. And we're going to do a graph among the students of how many students we have and how many students have the different colors like brown or blue or green or whatever.
And what about the second week? Because I'm assuming that these students will be able to register for each of these classes as a group, or can they?
It's as a group, and it's the whole 6 weeks. We just get progressively a little bit more. I think the second one is about mirrors, and then the third one I think is about binoculars. We're also going to do, as I said, tessellation, but I don't mention tessellation to the kindergartners. That's kind of an overpowering word. Although they can be pretty smart, so don't underestimate them. And then where was I? Binoculars, mirrors. Oh, and a kaleidoscope. We're going to make a kaleidoscope as well.
Oh,
so
that sounds like fun.
That's pretty much the order.
And so, again, these classes are going to be taking place on Saturdays between January 23rd through February 27th. And there's still time to register, right?
Yes, there is. Until January 15th at 4 p.m. is the deadline.
So, again, we encourage you to contact Kay Mullins at 915-747-8994. That's 747-8994. Again, about 11 students per class is what you're looking at.
Yes, ma'am.
And so if you have any kids from K through 6, and they probably will be back at school, I guess, by the time these classes start up.
Right.
This is a great way to, I think, enhance that education. Have you ever come out, you know, learning something out of those classes that maybe you didn't before when you came in?
Oh, yes, all the time. I learned that volcanoes are easy, dream catchers are not.
As far as building them.
Yes. We did make a big mess with the volcanoes, but we were successful. The dream catchers, oh, we didn't do well with that at all. We're going to have to try that again, I think, some other time.
And you have a lot of returning kids as well from camp
I
to camp?
I do. Most of them can't wait to get back and
well,
see what Miss Mullins is going to do this time.
Well, I hope that we can encourage some new people to hop on board as well. Again,
absolutely.
Call Kay Mullins at 915-747-8994 to register for the Saturday science classes. And we want to thank you, Kay Mullins, education curator for the Centennial Museum, for coming and joining us on Focus on Campus.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I'm Norma Martinez for Louis Signs.